The UW's John Peavyhouse says some of the study group's recommendations will be followed, even if the administration may not give them credit.
You will start seeing very serious consideration of pulling down troops. The question is sort of when does it start and at what pace.
But Peavyhouse doesn't think you'll see the U.S. open diplomatic talks with Iran or Syria.
Because we already don't have much of a relationship with Iran or Syria, it's hard to imagine what the leverage is that we'd use to get them to help us.
On the other hand, Peavyhouse says it would be in Iran and Syria's best interest to make sure their neighbor was stabilized.
As the report argues, and I think rightly so, it's really not in Syria or Iran's interest to have a destabilized Iraq.
And what about the president's dream of Iraq becoming a shining example of democracy in the region?
I don't think they've given that up in their own minds. However, I think for all practical purposes, what the near-term goal is, as the Iraq Study Group report makes clear, is stability. Because without that stability, you will never have democracy.
Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.